Last week, we reported on some colleges and universities trying to shore up their finances by selling art in their collections. One of them was Randolph College in Lynchburg, Virginia. This week, the school's Board of Trustees voted to sell four paintings, despite a pending lawsuit over the collection from which they come. College administrators say they simply need the cash. Students and faculty say they're outraged by the way the decision was carried out. From member station WHYY, Jill Rose reports.
Just before 5 o'clock Monday afternoon, the president of Randolph College paid an unannounced visit to the school's Mayer Museum of Art. He brought along local police, a team of art handlers, and an unmarked van. The museum's director, Carol Lawson, says she stayed in her office while the art handlers packed up two paintings from the museum's walls and two more that were in storage.
The entire enterprise seemed to me to be focused on keeping their activity secret.
Police explained to bystanders that the museum had received a bomb threat, which they've since admitted was not true. And Lawson says she found out later that night that her phone and computer service had been disabled during the episode. The next day, she resigned in protest.
Whether you collect rocks or airplanes or artwork, you hold those objects in trust for educational purposes. Good museum professionals do their best to honor the intentions of their donors. And that is not what is happening in this situation.
School officials say they have no choice but to sell these four paintings. Randolph College administrators declined to be interviewed for this story, but they have said the school is facing deficits despite an endowment that totals more than $140 million. The decision to sell the art has angered faculty and students on the campus of this small liberal arts college who are already inflamed by the board's decision to go co-ed this year. Sophomore Katie Gregerson says she'll especially miss the painting Men of the Docks by George Bellows.
That personally made me the most angry because it was my favorite piece of art in the entire museum. And now the mayor doesn't seem as important to me. Obviously it's important, but those paintings were just so central and, you know, famous.
The Bellows is easily the most valuable painting in the collection and is expected to bring in the bulk of the $32 million school officials hope to raise at the auction. Men of the Docks was a gift to the college by students, faculty, and others who raised $2,500 to buy it in 1920. They were organized by the school's first art teacher, Louise Jordan Smith, who left the endowment that helped build the rest of the collection. The college is asking a court for permission to sell some of those works, too, if necessary. A group of alumni and staff is suing to block that from happening. The debate is especially emotional because for many years, until the Mayer Museum opened in 1978, the school's art collection hung in libraries and residence halls.
I stumbled down to breakfast. The Hopper was one of the first things I saw in the morning. The Bellows was in the library. I used to curl up and study under the Milton Avery.
Ann Tucker, class of 67, says she became an art historian because of the collection, which is still part of the college's curriculum. Today, she's a curator of photography at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston. As the Randolph College trustees were deciding whether to sell, they turned to Tucker and other art world professionals for advice.
The hardest decision was to sell the Bellows, the other alternative being to sell a lot more paintings. Do you gut the teaching collection, or do you sell the greatest painting in the collection that was the foundation of the collection? That's a traditional rock and a hard place.
Randolph College officials say they can sell the Bellows and the other three paintings at auction because they were not purchased with funds from Louise Jordan Smith's trust. Still, senior Lee Gardner says the board could have found other ways to raise money, and she's glad she got a chance to see the paintings while they were there.
Since we weren't given any warning to go say goodbye to them, but I would have liked to go once more and see them for a final time.
The paintings won't be on view again until they're up for auction next month in New York. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.